This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about AI managing moolah. Your money. Yes, and moolah. Would you trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money? Why or why not? You have 13 minutes to chime in and tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we have a story about how you may be able to settle that next big contract with your suppliers or anyone else with the use of AI and machine learning.
All right. So if you're looking for a great deal in the contract negotiation space, HaggleBots may be the way for you. Don't need your auntie. Negotiating software has quite a long history. A few negotiating support systems started appearing in the early 80s. The tools tried to help negotiators prepare offers and strategies and then help both sides arrive at good deals that don't leave money on the table. But now horse trading AI can act on its own has begun appearing in business.
Yes. So in the US, to those who sell to Walmart, these vendors and merchants and all that, they most probably have already met one. The US retailer has tested using an AI system developed by a company called Pactum. And basically, a chatbot contacts suppliers, invites them to renegotiate together contracts over things like price and payment terms. With some suppliers, there are up to like 30 different points to settle in their contract, right? And the people at Pactum say that they are now seeing some vendors prefer talking to a bot instead of a human. If there are tens of thousands of vendors, it's hard to get human attention sometimes, right? Yeah. This bot often proposes unrelated offers to a vendor, asking, for instance, if they would rather increase their payment time by a certain number of days or keep items in their own warehouse. Then based on these answers, the bot learns their preferences. And if everything is known, negotiations actually shouldn't have to happen at all. You know what the other side wants, right? And you need zero rounds of going back and forth, and the deal can be struck immediately.
So much of negotiation is finding out which subjects matter more to your counterpart, and at one point they walk away. Machine learning now helps an AI predict the other side's preference based on a few observations plus lots of experience in prior negotiations. And once you know these things, even a negotiation involving thousands of side deals just becomes a big calculation, something computers are amazingly good at. However, one challenge has been getting AI to understand the legal training language in previous contracts within use accessible language with his negotiating partners.
Yes. I guess, like, you know, to do the very chinchai talk, you know, but, you know, moving away from all the legal terms. Right. Now, while some people are working on automated negotiation between two bots or a bot and a human, others are actually crafting negotiation support system, which is basically an AI helping two or more humans.
Machine learning helps us to learn to recognize when negotiations are going well or badly too. So according to negotiation experts at MIT, and AI listening by microphone to the first 5 minutes of negotiation can predict 30% of the variation in its eventual outcome just from negotiators' voices. When negotiators' volume and pitch vary a lot, it turns out they're performing less well at the table. If they mirror each other's speaking patterns, say both using short utterances like "uh-huh," the weaker party is getting on well. Inexperienced negotiators don't like when their heart rate goes up. Seasoned pros do better when theirs do.
Right. So I guess this research shows that, you know, you could produce AIs as an advisor. You could look at AI as an advisor on your shoulder, you know, whispering in your ear, like, I think they're lying. I think you should push harder. I think that you should raise your price, you know. And experts say that they can also see AI working as your agent, not just as an advisor, but really doing the actual negotiating work for you in the future.
I think this is amazing because you also, save a lot of time, right? And guesswork out of the way, right? Again, you know, working in combo, right?
Sometimes. So human and.
Because I'm just looking at that, right? Inexperienced negotiators don't like it when their heart rate goes up, but seasoned pros like it when their ass go up because they're excited. You know, so it's both adrenaline, right? It's both adrenaline, but you may or may not like the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Super fascinating stuff. But yeah, they're called HaggleBots. So if you'd like more information, you can look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. We will link this very interesting article to our podcast. And of course, if you missed out on any part of this show, go look for the podcast on bfm.my as well. Now, coming back to our question of the day, would you trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money? Why or why not? Frida, let's...
The final tally. No, yes. I want a combo of both at 55.6%. Yes, AI is the future, 26.6%. Yes, but not right now, 11.3%. No, I like people at 6.5%.
Over on Instagram, we have 52% who say yes, they would trust an AI system to manage their money, 48% who say no. And we have some messages to read as well. Let's go to this one by a very familiar Richard Bradbury on Twitter.
Okay, he said, I tried a couple of digital wealth management platforms here in Malaysia. Within 1 year, I managed to improve my portfolio by 0.5%. It's an improvement. On the other hand, my crypto investments increased my portfolio by over 500%. Do your own research. Yes, Richard, when we can meet again, you are buying dinner.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Over on Instagram, we have just a couple more. PDX says that's the future right there, AI managing your money. And you, Urinstad says, wow, I think I might have butchered that name. Okay. But Urinstad says, cashless might be safe rather than holding cash all the time. And Kai says, imagine a savings account that notifies where you can invest your savings. Interesting ideas.
We've got a comment here from May. It says, yes, I agree. Kids and young adults should be taught about financial matters, especially savings and how it'll benefit them in the future. I remember my perdagangan teacher telling us about BSN 2020 account for young adults. I opened it the next week and I think I just abandoned it. Didn't put money in it because I wasn't aware of the benefits. So yeah, I'm all for that. So, you know, I guess teaching them and what the long-term benefits, the whole power of compounding, right? The
exactly.
early start. And one day you may be able to buy a lovely diamond ring.
Yes, yes. Or a car, or a house, or whatever it is you want. You know, 10,000 avocado toasts, whatever it is. That was our top story of the day. Would you trust a completely humanless AI system to manage your money? Of course, then we moved on to that story about how our finance minister has just said that millennials are spending beyond their means, or at least nearly half of millennials here are spending beyond their means. And finally, the story about
HaggleBots, right? A bot to help you negotiate.
Yes, with your suppliers, your vendors, whoever. And like I said earlier, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find it on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, we're going to leave you now with Greta Van Fleet with My Way Soon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.